From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, August 13th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with a retired education professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison about critical race theory and culturally relevant teaching. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Despite new people joining the Champaign Unit 4 school board, some internal conflict remains. During yesterday's board meeting, member Betsy Holder said they need to re-elect some leadership roles because they were chosen without a full board. Board President Janina Baker said they have to decide more important issues. Two people resigned from the board in March, and new members were selected to fill their positions. Board members hoped this would ease divisions. Illinois aims to protect 30% of its land and water by 2030. Natalie Phelps-Finney is the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. She tells the 21st Show the conservation movement has become partisan, and that makes it harder to get things done.
Everything's become so bifurcated and so red and blue. We're all humans, and we all want the healthiest environment for our families to live in. It's not just about ecosystems for animals. We live in the same ecosystems that animals live in. We breathe the same air.
The state's 30 by 30 conservation goal comes from a law passed in 2021 that was originally written by high schoolers. Civil rights attorneys are celebrating a federal judge's order transferring almost everyone out of Stateville prison by September 30th. Mawa Iqbal reports.
In her ruling, Judge Andrea Wood wrote that due to falling concrete, people living and working inside the prison are at risk of irreparable harm. Heather Lewis Donnell is a lead attorney on the case.
When it's hot outside and it's muggy outside and there's, you know, zero air, and there's also ventilation problems, I mean, people are really subjected to kind of terrible conditions.
The facility faces $250 million in deferred maintenance costs. In a statement, the Illinois Department of Corrections says the judge's decision aligns with their plans to transfer people out of Stateville by September while they build a new facility. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with a retired education professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison about critical race theory and culturally relevant teaching. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, when the Rise Community Market opened last summer in Caro, Illinois, it was said to be ending a seven-year food desert. But the store has had problems with new corporate competition, broken down equipment, and retaining customers. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about that next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Conservative activist groups, including Moms for Liberty, have campaigned in recent years to remove two CRTs from schools, critical race theory and culturally relevant teaching. Gloria Ladson-Billings is a retired education professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's a longtime expert in both subjects and argues the target for activists was actually diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. IPM's Kennedy Vincent recently spoke to her.
What does effective, culturally responsive teaching look like?
There's someone who is vested in kids' learning. There's someone who is vested in their cultural competence that they feel comfortable in their own skin, that they can bring what they know from their own experiences into the classroom to share. And it's someone who's really willing to push kids to problem solve, to raise questions about the way things are. Why is it this way? Why is the school on this side of town have all of these resources and the school on that side of town doesn't have anything? Those are valid questions that we want kids to be able to both ask and answer.
What are some of the obstacles that you feel is preventing teachers from implementing that in majority Black classrooms?
Well, a big part of what you see, particularly in majority Black classrooms, is a very stripped down curriculum that is really geared towards they got to pass this test, as opposed to that they get an education, that their minds get engaged. The school district in Minnesota moved totally away from remediation. They said, we're not doing remediation because we have no evidence that it helps. They moved to acceleration. And so all of their kids to graduate from that district must take at least one AP class or one honors class or one college class. Think about it, if each of our kids gets to be on the campus of the University of Illinois for something, doesn't mean they have to take a physics class at Illinois. They could take a dance class because they teach dance here, right? They could take an art class. The idea is to place our kids in environments that show them you belong here and you have every right to be here.
And what's the difference between culturally responsive teaching and then the critical race theory?
So critical race theory for me is the best explanation of inequality. I tell people all the time, it's not my religion. It's the best answer I have right now. If I get a better answer, then I'll move to that answer. But right now, it's in many ways analytically doing the work to explain inequality. And I think we need those tools because we can't just say, we'll just keep doing what we're doing when we see on every major measure of social good, Black folks are down, right? Whether it's education, employment, housing, representation in our very own governments, there is this inequality that exists. And what critical race theory is saying is that it's structural. It's not just the mean white person.
What do you think about the pushback on DEI and how is this affecting classrooms moving forward?
Well, I'm actually working on a essay just getting started, in which I'm arguing that CRT was never the issue. It was always DEI. But you couldn't come after DEI at that time because it was popular. So what you do is you demonize something that people don't understand, you know, a pretty obtuse legal theory, get them all scared about that. Then you link DEI to it, and then you destroy DEI.
Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings, thank you so much for having this dialogue with me.
Sure, thank you.
To hear more of Kennedy Vincent's interview with Gloria Ladson-Billings, you can go to will.illinois.edu/dialogue. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Analigo Ochuba, Alyssa Eaton, Mawa Iqbal, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.